Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday, my friends. Thank you for joining us the 14th day of May 2012. And Lord willing, we're going to be here live for the next 3 hours. The former Navy SEAL and one of the top hand-to-hand combat trainers in the country, who was banned from entering England to teach the population self-defense because a criminal state does not want its slaves knowing how to defend themselves, only wants special paramilitary units that know how to defend themselves and abuse the population. Tim Larkin, training so evil, it's banned in the UK. He will be, I mean that sarcastically, victim disarmament is what's evil. You see, I don't even need a firearm to get a firearm. It's the old joke of the ball peen hammer or butter knife brigade. But I'm not even the toughest guy around, but I am willing to defend myself. I am willing to kill people with my bare hands. It's not very hard to do, by the way. Tim Larkin, he's going to be joining us coming up in the second hour today. Banned in the UK. We're going to be discussing that with him coming up. Also, all over the United States, and we've been reporting on this the last few months, but now it's getting attention even in the Hill newspaper. Why is the Obama administration allowing the Chinese government to buy up U.S. oil and gas deposits worth billions of dollars while passing regulations selectively to harass U.S. developers, I should add. And that dovetails with lawmakers largely silent over Chinese takeover of U.S. bank branches. In fact, the headlines, lawmakers stay largely silent over Chinese takeover of U.S. bank branches. We're going to be discussing globalism, how it's designed to destroy a country's national sovereignty and how that's happening right now in our precious republic. A true witch, Dianne Feinstein, the so-called senator who will never leave. Imagine someday when she dies, it'll be like Lenin's tomb and she'll still be the senator ruling California from hell from the Ninth Circle. Feinstein, get ready for more aggressive molestation at the airport. She says, I know the American people are mad. Well, you're not going to do jack squat. Because if they can stick their hands down your pants, they can do anything. This is about total federalization and annihilation of the Fourth Amendment. But it integrates in with real security threats that they say aren't an issue. 49 headless corpses found in northern Mexico. Just a few weeks ago, it was 30-something on the U.S. side. I mean, this is a weekly occurrence. Last time I checked now, it's over 50,000 dead in the last 3 years. 70-something thousand dead the last five. I mean, this is a imploded society, which is what the globalists like. Again, the Soviets did that everywhere they took over. It's about wrecking society. They do this on purpose. But it's okay. We've got to give our rights up because Al-Qaeda is so scary. Coming up, Al-Qaeda rebel pictured with UN observers in Syria. And they've had the U.S. ambassador to the UN say last week, listen, there's going to be more bombings, Assad, until you let us take over. The freedom fighters will get you. And they go on to admit the group's blowing up police stations and military bases and shopping malls is Al-Qaeda, and they mass in Jordan and other areas at U.S. bases, and then they just pour across and murder everybody, and Anderson Cooper gets up there all breathless in his ninny, little breathless, pillow-biting way, and little CIA agent he is on record, and he goes, oh, freedom fighters, but I'm supposed to give up all my rights for your freedom fighters. I mean, they have such disdain for us that Feinstein says they're going to grow up your little girls and boys regardless. She's going to break America's will because of Al-Qaeda, because they're such a threat, but then Al-Qaeda openly works for them, the dirtbag terrorists that have hijacked our country.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad-spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home-cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guarantee.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday, the 14th day of May 2012. I am your host, Alex Jones. I'm going to plunge directly into the news and tell you about the guests we've got coming up. Also, we're going to have a jam-packed third hour. We're going to play a clip from arguably the biggest television show in the UK that I was on. They played a clip of my nightly news broadcast, InfoWars Nightly News, that airs every weeknight at 7 o'clock Central. The show is called 8 out of 10 Cats, and Hasselhoff was on the show and made some comments about it. We've had to edit out the cuss words, but that is coming up. And the reason I'm going to air this coming up in the third hour is it's a perfect example of how they take what the TSA is doing, groping people and abusing them, and turn it around on me like I'm the bad guy and make a big joke out of it. And this is how our society is turning into a tyranny, is that everything is now a big joke. And I understand it's a comedy show, but they edited it to make it sound like I'm not going to be at a park groping on women. I'm not attracted to that. I'm not into that. Pointing out that I wouldn't want a job as a TSA agent. Only people that like the raw exercise of power, Only people that have something fundamentally wrong with them would want to be pulling people's babies' diapers off and pulling colostomy bags off people and groping women's breasts. This is a joke. And it's all based on the false threat of a manufactured Al-Qaeda threat that is publicly working for the globalist. That's not debated. We have some news on that today. Al-Qaeda rebel pictured with UN observers in Syria, and the West and the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. says, step down Assad or Al-Qaeda will continue to blow up your police stations. They are freedom fighters. I call it like a magical skeleton key. We've got to give up all of our rights because of Al-Qaeda. Kills less people every year, even if it was real, than honeybee stings or water moccasin bites or rattlesnake bites or birds flying into windshields and causing wrecks or deer. Look the numbers up. Hundreds killed by deer here. It's over 200 on average. Hundreds killed by honeybees. Hundreds by red wasp. Hundreds by yellow jackets per species. Hundreds by brown recluse. Hundreds by black widow. Hundreds by rattlesnakes. Hundreds by on and on and on. Not even hundreds a year by Al-Qaeda. And then Al-Qaeda publicly is a creation of the globalists, the CIA, and is used to menace the West and take our liberties. And they use Al-Qaeda to take over Libya, now Syria, and it's on the news. And the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Rice, said last Friday, step down Assad, there'll be more bombings. And I listened to NPR, and it's like, the freedom fighters bomb some more police stations. And the freedom fighters wear Al-Qaeda uniforms with the Al-Qaeda patch. All right, I'm already digressing. That's in the stack, Infowars.com. Al-Qaeda rebel pictured with UN observers in Syria. This is even in French news agency AFP. That's where the photo comes from. But again, I've got to, as I guess I drive on the highway now, because they're training the police to do this, have them grope my wife and children. Again, getting in our space, prisoner training, that's all this is. Where I'm a terrorist because of Al-Qaeda, while they work for the West. And then the biggest show in the UK, 8 out of 10 cats, makes a joke out of it. And I'm told some of the people inside the thing are fans. In fact, somebody I even know, I guess, works there. And so this is their way of at least getting the point out. And Hasselhoff and the others get a big laugh out of it. But it's not funny. It's not funny. So we're going to be airing that. Now, this is a case of censorship. We played this a week and a half ago on the nightly news when the video first got released, and YouTube banned the video. They blocked it. Now, ABC News could show clips. Russia Today can show clips because they're media. But, you know, my show on XM and over 100 AM and FMs and award-winning Project Censored Award, you name it, we're not news because they say. Just like we're delisted from Google News. If you click the news section. We didn't used to be. We are now. And the monolith that they now admit works for the NSA and the CIA and was a creation, oh, that's been declassified last week completely. That it's totally a government front for private individuals to make money while they spy on us illegally. They hack your computers. They hack your passcodes. Google is the private global government. It's above NSA. That's why we're delisted from Google News and more being knocked down in ranking in the Google listings, which basically is the internet for all intents and purposes on Google Web or Google Everything, as they call it. Doesn't matter. We're still growing by leaps and bounds, but this is the attempt to curtail what we're doing because we'll talk about that. But anybody that tries to post the video of Kelly Thomas being beaten to death over 10 minutes by the police while they pin him down and enjoy for no reason, tasering, crushing his windpipe, smashing his skull in, breaking his jaw, crushing his ribs, crushing his organs. They continue to beat, you know, even after he's there on the ground and pool of blood, they just stomp for fun, knee kick into the neck, and they get off on it and make jokes after they basically killed him. Took him a few days to die. This is what cowards do. They go sign up now so they can pull your wife over and rape her on the side of the highway. Got news of that. So they can beat you up. They never get enough exercising power. Not all police, not the old line police. There were always some problems. But now this is the system. This is what they want. This is what they get. And YouTube blocks this video. They either remove it or they block it, kind of like the video we showed that hundreds of news agencies showed of the military in the helicopter shooting Reuters reporters and blowing up vans full of children in the middle of Baghdad. And the helicopter pilots make jokes about it. But then I show the ground troops coming over who are in the real world and picking up the little girls and saving them. And you hear the troops with tears in their voice. I was showing the difference between people that actually have to see the death. And that's what Kurt Vonnegut talked about. He was on the ground under the bombing as a POW in Germany, Slaughterhouse 5, versus the guys in the helicopters who were dehumanizing the people down there on the ground. And I was making the points of how much do drones dehumanize us. So because it was a powerful piece of information, it didn't attack the military. It showed how they're being dehumanized as well. So they would think. They banned that video and said that they were looking at banning our channel. We had a huge protest. They put it back up. Well, listen, I have PrisonPlanet.tv, and I have my syndicated radio show, so that as the Internet gets censored, we've got other legs to stand on. Doesn't mean they won't chop those down as well, but we've got more than one leg we're standing on. We're going to air the news report we aired Friday on the nightly news, titled Police Hunt Man for Sport, and that's what it is. They've got a lot of famous police tapes. That's why they're now going to federally controlled systems where the scanners can't pick it up or it's scrambled. And it's like, let's go out hunting tonight. They don't go out and hunt wild boar. They don't go out and hunt pheasant. They don't go out and hunt white-tailed deer, mule. They go out and they hunt people. And, you know, be careful you don't stare into the abyss lest you become the abyss. I understand that the society's degenerated. I understand there's a lot of slobs and trash, the trashification, the wussification, the scumification of America. It's not just the police turning into scum, the general public. So I wouldn't want your job in a million years, but it doesn't matter. You sign on for it, you're going to follow the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Everybody knows Guatemala's got thug police. Everybody knows North Korea's got thug police. Everybody knows China's got thug police. So why is it then bad if I say what the Founding Fathers said and say, hey, we better keep government on a short leash? It's the number one threat to liberty, to family, to society. That's what I'm talking about. That's what America's based on. And the fact that they have all these handbooks and training manuals and training videos that we've gotten over the years from Good Police and shown you, where they talk about, you criticize the police state, you criticize warrantless searches, you're a terrorist. You like Ron Paul, you're a terrorist. You're a returning veteran who hadn't joined their ranks, you're a terrorist. That's what it's all about, because the government is an alien group now. It has been taken over by foreign banks. It's a money takeover. That's the new world order. And so we spend a lot of time on police and military because you're being forced into oppressing the people. You got all these reasons for why you do it and all these little PR stories you follow, but that's not the larger system. At the top, the government is directed now by criminals. There is an evil agenda, an evil endgame, an evil destination we're all going on. And when the Bill of Rights and Constitution is fully destroyed, which it's getting close to, the shields are down and the liberty, as it leaves, the prosperity leaves with it. And I am fundamentally upset about going into bondage. I am fundamentally concerned. I can feel, not just see it intellectually, but feel in my gut the immediacy of this. We've got a chance of turning this around, because a bold attack has a way of having a bold response, and we're already seeing it. I've got some reports for you today that are very exciting. Coming up, 8 out of 10, Cats, Channel 4, TSA, Worship Fest, Police Hunt Man for Sport. That full report before they ban it is on the InfoWarrior channel. I've asked the webmasters to post it. I don't think folks are reading their IMs. Also, we'll try to get it up at InfoWars.com before they, because once it's posted and embedded, even if they block it, it's still there. They just block it on YouTube. And then my experience at the beach. Oh, you don't go to the South Texas beach anymore. I'm going to tell you that whole story about the Federales. It's all coming up. on the other side of this break.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me! I got it! Hey! I got something that makes me wanna shout. I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul and I'm super bad.
Friends, coming up in the third hour, again, 8 out of 10 Cats, biggest TV show in the UK. They played a clip from the Nightly News last week where I was breaking down the TSA is basically stalking people and groping them and harassing movie stars and elected representatives. And they say, we don't care. We're here to let you know everybody is going to be abused by us. And then police hunt man for sport. This is censored video and audio. We're going to listen to him beg for his daddy while they kill him real slow and take their time. By the way, the only reason the cops have been arrested is the guy's dad is a cop. Only reason. Okay, continuing here, because just even being the child of a cop is so close to being a God creature that the police may actually get in trouble. Also, we're going to go over this. My wife was able to shoot a little bit of video on her camera, but it ran out of batteries right as she started. I got a few snapshots on my iPhone as they drove away. But my parents were staying out at the National Seashore in their pop-up camper. I went out there to stay with them. And I, needless to say, I didn't. I mean, we'd been there a couple hours, and the cops kept stopping and talking to us and stopping and talking to everyone like it was a Monty Python skit and telling us that they were federal law enforcement and staring at us and seeing if they could intimidate us. And I thought it was a joke. Or implying we wanted to steal sea turtles, and I hadn't seen any sea turtles. And it was so weird. It was like living on Mars or North Korea or something that I just said, I'm getting out of here. And then on my way out, they were pulling people over left and right and waiting and driving off their jurisdiction. They were waiting with their vehicles pointed at people at the National Seashore where I've gone since I was born. My parents have gone there since before they were married, 40-plus years. And I mean, it was incredible. And then I realized that they've announced that all over the country, they are shutting down parks, shutting down buffer zones, saying you can't swim in the ocean, you can't go in the dunes, you can't drive. I mean, and it's just all about your slaves. And these guys would get out of the cars and talk to us, and they were basically, the only way to describe them was like mentally retarded slash autistic. And they would sit there and talk on the radios like little kids, and I'd look at them, and then they'd say, I'm a federal law enforcement officer, and you better watch out walking around up on that dune. There's rattlesnakes. And, of course, everybody knows there's rattlesnakes. But, you know, and then, do you know about the sea turtles? You know, don't touch them. And I'm just sitting there. And then I'd watch him pull the next people 50 yards down and bug them. And it just went on and on. And I'm just like, what planet am I on? And I've been going down there. Some of my earliest memories, of course, are going to Port Aransas and other areas. They're quite frankly much nicer, but we like to go down there to camp. And, I mean, used to you'd see a border, not a border patrol, it's hundreds and hundreds of miles from the border. You'd see a Department of the Interior truck or a park ranger once every 2 days. And I mean, this was like police just driving up and down, and it never stopped, and driving by and staring at you and looking and trying to stare you down. And I thought, well, it must be because they know me. Because when I drove in, the guy goes, excuse me, where are you from? Well, I'm from Austin, Texas. And I noticed I'd gotten the airport treatment when I was at Carlsbad Caverns a few months ago, but they were doing this to everybody there. So I knew it wasn't because they knew who I was. And the guy goes, you're Alex Jones. I'm a listener. And I went, okay, well, hi, how you doing? And so I thought maybe they're harassing us the first time it happened because they know who I am. And then I noticed they were stopping every two or three cars. And I went and talked to people, and these people were listeners. That's the other story. Then I go talk to these people and their listeners. And then more of the guys drive by, and they roll down their window and say, hi, Alex. The park rangers, that was a different group. And I guess I'm already telling the story. It was so bizarre. It was Twilight Zone. And then right after this one group comes up and confronts us, I'm going to tell the whole story later, another car drives up. They go, Alex Jones, Alex Jones. So it was that experience of, here's the oppression of the tyranny, just to train me I'm a slave. That's all this is training you to be a serf. You know, they tell them, make contact, boss people. That's how it is everywhere now. Get them in the system, inpeck them. But then everybody I talked to was a listener and awake. Everybody. So the battle is joined is all I can say.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best for less guaranteed.
All right, guys, listen up, because it's time to man up. Are you laying on the couch tired and unmotivated? Are you losing muscle and gaining fat? Have you lost the drive in your romantic life? Then you've really got to try Ageless Male. Ageless Male is a natural supplement clinically shown to boost testosterone levels within a normal, healthy range. This is the game changer you've been waiting for. Ageless Male supports healthy energy production in your body and muscle health with your workouts. And it's clinically shown to boost desire, drive, and performance in your romantic life. So if you're ready to go from tired to feeling desired, call for your risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the man you used to be. Just call 1-800-437-1126. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-437-1126. 1-800-437-1126. 1-800-437-1126.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
How am I supposed to put this? We have documented so exhaustively the fact that we have an extremely predatory, anti-human group of globalists who absolutely hate every sovereign nation on earth and are playing countries off against each other to bring in a world government whose end game is mass extermination of at least 80 to 90% of the population. The numbers vary depending on which UN document you read. And as a educated, informed person, and by educated to what the globalists are really saying and doing, not the false reality of the sports and the TV shows and the dramas and all of the, you know, men acting tough and macho with each other. I drove back from Port Aransas this weekend, the mid-Texas coast. And I watched men race up on people's tails, even when the people were going above the speed limit and couldn't get over because of an 18-wheeler, and get right up on them like they were going to run into them over and over and over again. I had them do it to me. I was following my parents home, saw them do them to us. I would be in the slow lane. People would run up behind me. And my point is, they'll do something violent and aggressive and dangerous just to feel powerful in their car because they feel secure in their car, but they won't go out and speak out for liberty or freedom. Just a very strange psychology. There's all these biker guys that drive around acting real mean and tough on their motorcycles. Okay, great. What are you doing to fight tyranny? I guess some of you are, but I mean, we're in trouble. To see the American people and to see humanity as a whole isolated, dumbed down, the trashification, the scumification, the wussification, and to see how ignorant the general population is, and to see the globalists perched on us like vampires, sucking our blood, sucking our liberty out of us, destroying our country every day, acts of treason. Knowing where it leads us, knowing where this dark river goes, the sea that it leads to, is not a place you want to go to. We're on the river Styx as a society. Charon, the boatman, is driving the boat, pulling us across. And I'm like, folks, we want to turn this baby around. All I can do is relate to it from my perspective. Every time I look at my innocent, sweet, good, decent children, and every time I see what the globalists are doing to innocents worldwide, it makes me sick. It hurts my heart. And to watch people like Senator Dianne Feinstein, very wicked woman, do everything she can to destroy private property, to destroy California, to shut off their industries with carbon taxes, to expand TSA on the streets, to dominate and break the American people. I don't even hate her. I recognize her for the anti-human, anti-freedom, anti-American, parasitic witch that she is. I recognize Barack Obama for the parasitic teleprompter-reading, empty vassal that he is. And then I think about the power structures behind people like this. And I think about what this country is going to go through and how they're preparing the tattletale squads, how they're federalizing the training of the police, how everywhere the police more and more have the look in their eyes that I see in the eyes of North Korean and corrupt Latin American police. And it really hurts me. It really hurts me to see the sun setting on our country. It really hurts me. And it hurts my heart to know that it's going to get a lot worse. It freaks me out. I know it freaks you out. Really, really bad that on record, Al-Qaeda is a globalist creation that they use against countries to take their liberties. Again, the criminals that have hijacked our government finance Al-Qaeda to menace and threaten the West as a pretext to take our freedom. It's a simple equation. And to have them in the news, our government, so-called government, funding Al-Qaeda to attack Syria and blow up police stations and military bases and admitting it, and then talking to me like I'm dumb, saying, give your rights up, Dianne Feinstein says, the screening's going to get more invasive now. We're going to start strip searching a large numbers of people in those rooms they've built. Whether you like it or not, they're going to take your kids now. It's already started. And strip search them as they scream and cry. And if you try to fight for your kid, they're going to kill you. They're going to have the police come and kill you. They killed people at airports in Canada and the U.S. They standardized TSA systems. Remember the woman they beat to death in Phoenix? She had a panic attack when they were tackling her. So they took her behind closed doors and broke her neck. They had her handcuffed from behind. They said she choked herself with her own handcuffs with them behind her back. Of course, they jumped on her head, the autopsy showed, and broke her neck. That's the thing. They're upping the power of the tasers now that they know are killing people. And it tears my guts out. And again, police, you're going to be affected by this. You take the vaccines, you drink the water, you eat the GMO. I was in a little restaurant yesterday afternoon there right as you enter Padre Island from Corpus Christi, delicious little place called Snoopy's. And we went at about 4 o'clock on Mother's Day before we drove back to Dallas so there wouldn't be a crowd, but it was still packed. And there were probably 25 children in there. About 5 of them were autistic, waving their arms in all directions. The others, a couple were in wheelchairs. Others were acting real weird and screwed up just environmentally and socially from the television sets. About half the kids in there were totally soft-killed. See, I'm awake. I have to look at this all day. And then I got cops harassing me the entire time I was down there and harassing everybody else. And it's the new way. Get in your face, make contact, get them in the system, get them ready. Because they've announced they're coming in our houses without warrants. They're going to have neighborhood watch people in our houses every week. This is inspections, government meetings, block captains. This is everything that was in Soviet Russia is here. The shut off of the economy, total tyranny, the end. And they're just going to pull us into it. They're going to collapse the economy. We're going into total world government. The good news is, and my parents saw this and were completely blown away, because it wasn't like every fifth car driving by, stopping and seeing me. I could be up in the pop-up, getting a glass of water, and with my back turned, and they knew it was Alex Jones. I went in a little fishing place in Port Aransas, and the entire family were listeners. Restaurants, they were listeners. Everywhere I went, listeners. With a ball cap and my hair sticking out, they knew it was Alex Jones. My voice. I went and got some of the interviews, actually, with people in the car next to us, in the other car, and they go, "You're Alex Jones." Yeah, they were just over here harassing us, telling us not to touch the sea turtles, stuff like that, when there are no sea turtles we can see. Just getting in our face, the environmental police. But that's the news. That's why they're so scared. The globalists want to be hyper-dominant. They want to eradicate freedom, eradicate the family, because they know you owe allegiance to that. They want to eradicate any religion, just like China with the Falun Gong, because they want the state to be God, and they say that. This is an overthrow of humanity. This is an attempt to engineer us into a abject tyranny, which is only a preparation for our death. That's why I have zero fear, even for my children and myself. Whatever happens, happens now. And that's actually a very strange feeling, because I always had a little bit of fear, which is a healthy thing. Now I realize I'm facing pure, and you're facing pure, 110% evil. I mean, it's so evil I can't even imagine it. So 110%, you know, people always say 110%. Well, that's because you can always go harder than you think you can. So it's more like 500% evil, 1,000% evil. Because every time I think I'm plumbing the depths of how evil they are, I break through to an entire new catacomb of, if the public knew what I knew and what my research team knew, if you only knew how horrible it is, there's got to be some way to turn this around. There's got to be a way to turn this around. We got to wake people up. The public is in a trance. You can't get angry at them. When people aren't awake, they're in a trance. And I want to warn the enforcers of this system. They get you when you're young. They psychologically test you, that you like to enforce, that you're either like a hunter type that likes to go out and hunt bad guys, but they just define good people as bad, or you're a control freak that likes to dominate and who's obsessive compulsive. I mean, in the old days, cops would just drive by on the beach and they saw something or a problem, they came out and did something. These feds were stopping at every other car, just harassing people and eyeing everyone and getting in everyone's face and telling you, "I'm federal law enforcement." I sat there for like 20 minutes just listening to one lecture my parents about not walking in the dunes, even though it's not illegal, you shouldn't do it. And he would sit there, because my mother had her hands in front of her folded, you know, submissively listening. And I just sat there in the lawn chair watching this, watching the guy literally feed. And it was making me sad for him. He looked like he was mentally retarded. He's not the one I got photos and videos of later. He told us that I was from East Texas, and my little kids were coming over talking to him, and You're just a poor little mindless idiot. And you know what? Whenever I start crying on air, I involuntarily start having tears come out of my eyes because I know what this country's already going through and where it's going to go. And people say, oh, look at that fake crying. You know what? I wish it was fake, that I involuntarily sometimes lay down at night and just tears start coming out of my eyes. And, you know, that's my brain saying it's okay from the pain. Here's some endorphins because that's how much pain I'm feeling. Oh, God. I want to go to this report because we're going to run out of time in this hour. I'm going to skip this break coming up. The report says it all. This is being censored all over YouTube. But if we're able to post it at InfoWars.com, which we just did, even though they'll block it for parental reasons, which is their excuse, because it's embedded at InfoWars.com, we'll still be able to get the link out. It's Police Hunt Man for Sport. Here is the report where he begs for daddy. Here it is.
Well, hey, I'm sick of playing games.
Which
one is it?
We don't even have the part where the cop says, you see these fists, they're going to F you up.
A year ago, InfoWars.com reported on the brutal beating, tortured death of 37-year-old Kelly Thomas, born the same year I was. This is him before. By the way, his father's a retired police officer. He says he's ashamed of what police have turned into in this country. And here he is after. And he didn't resist anything. It was all on video from the police surveillance system. They beat him to death over 9 minutes.
Sorry, dude. Please. Please. Thank God, dude. I'm sorry. Okay.
A few days ago, they released the video, and we posted it on InfoWars.com. I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't go watch it. There's so much police brutality, tasering, murder, death. And let me tell you something, folks. I could barely watch this. The cops are getting off on it. They play the game of saying, don't move, while they... I'm going to taser you in the belly.
Okay. Here, dude. Here, just
come. Come on.
Please stop, please.
It's just like you'd imagine Jeffrey Dahmer while he was torturing people, and they just keep tasering and tasering.
Remember, don't tase me, bro. With his hands up, did nothing. They want the power. These are powerless people.
You see, they've upped the power of tasers. They know that in the internal literature, all these systems are called less lethal. So they just train the public that they're basically able to torture us and then even kill us. It's all pain compliance. And they're training police in all this and just normalizing it. This is what they're going to turn loose on everybody. And they're trying to get all the cops to become these demon creatures. And it is really disgusting. And the culture of just worshiping police no matter what is what has allowed this. Now, they're charging one cop with second-degree murder, another with manslaughter. No, folks, this is torture. And probably the only reason these guys are even getting charged is that the guy's dad is a retired, well-known police officer in the area and spoke out. And they're like, well, since your son was a son of a god, an upper-class, you know, minion of the New World Order, we're going to do something about it. Now, more cars arrive, and it's just the beating with the batons. Well, you saw the damage, just the enjoyment, the piranha, or really what I'd call orgy-type feeding frenzy of the sharks. It's pretty bad. Now, the begging for daddy's coming up.
Beating with baton in the head, crushing the throat, ribs, internal organs.
I got this.
Thorax. Daddy's not coming. By the way, police, you know this is all going to come back on your kids. That's how God works. Wonder what Dad did as a police officer. Your families are going to be killed by your own people. And they're going to get cancer. That's how the universe works. Hearing beg for daddy? The universe is coming for your kids.
Here.
and then he begins sobbing like a child for daddy. That's what people do generally before they pass out and well, then later die. And the police are really enjoying it and getting off on it. I've seen footage and videos. It's in my film, Martial Law, where they're breaking a pro-lifer's arms. So there's the face of the New World Order. And they killed this guy. And then after they pretty much killed him, you know, he died later at the hospital. When he's laying there, his blood pouring out in all directions. They all basically act like they want to have a cigarette, like they just had sex or something. I mean, there's a real satisfaction congratulating each other coming up. So, you know, they've gone out and bagged a trophy. Homeless guy hadn't done anything wrong. By the way, was mentally ill. And they reportedly said he was schizophrenic. That's why he was on the streets. And there's just a lot of begging for daddy here, and that really gets them excited. And you can turn the audio up and hear like the little grunts and satisfactions, and the cops are all having adrenaline and getting up and walking around in circles. I mean, this was a fun kill right here. This felt really good. And this is what all tyranny set up.
How do you want to pull this in?
Lethal weapons development. Developed a taser robot, a remote control system. Sold to the Pentagon. They never mass developed it, but they were told to call it non-lethal. This was back in the 60s. But they know they're lethal, and that's what it's all about. They just train us with rubber bullets and all the rest of it and kill people all the time. They're just getting everybody ready for it. And then you talk back, they use it on you. And it's all about all these people that crave authority getting into these positions. And again, the begging for daddy just goes on and on. This made me sick watching it. You know, for him, he got to die quickly, though. Not like all these kids that, you know, the formula is more than half corn syrup and the diabetes exploding or the cancer viruses and the vaccines or the way the globals kill us. Because, see, these guys like to kill people that are on the ground. The Rockefellers, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, they like to real slow through soft kill. And, you know, all these cops are taking soft kill. See, there's bigger, badder demons than you boys up above you. And it's all about their force continuum. Well, he didn't comply properly. They gave him an order to put, you know, hands on his head, hands on his knees. He said, which one? The guy said, that's it. You see my fist? I'm going to F you up. Get on the ground. He gets on the ground, and the murdering starts. Yeah. Oh, it's so good to be a psychopath in America and get to torture people to death. Just like Abu Ghraib, the army's own reports where they rape children in front of their parents, and people have been defending that. Well, not me. I don't want any part of it, any part of your demonic New World Order, or fetal parts, fetal tissue in the Pepsi, or the cosmetics. I don't want any part of it. All right, America, you want evil? You're going to be judged by it. To be quite honest, I can't even watch the entire thing. I've watched pieces of it. I watched about 90% of it. It is unbelievable. We'll post this video and the full video up at Infowars.com. But I guess we need to start watching more of this, because this was out like 4 or 5 days ago, and I just couldn't look at it. But I made myself this morning, and it shook me to my core. Alex Jones signing off for Infowars.com.
Remember, cops, all your kids are going to be out on the street with that too. You know what comes around goes around. Better be repenting to God real quick. It just goes on from there. And believe me, we didn't show half the beating and the tasering and the cops walking around with satisfied looks, bowing their arms out. Yeah, we're real tough. The guy got on the ground and we killed him. Yeah, we're real men. We're going to show you. And you just win and win and win and win and win, don't you? Every day, you just keep having victories over us. And again, I focus on the police because the New World Order is taking them and twisting them right now and turning them into their battle axe to use against the American people. I know most police are out there actually trying to help the community. But the feds are coming in with all of this training where they kick a pregnant woman in the stomach if she doesn't jump fast enough or taser old ladies, and now they're upping the power of the tasers, the less lethal munition. And it's admittedly causing hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of deaths. It's over 500 now. And they like that idea that you could die. By the way, you know, they have the cops get tasered, too, in their training. A lot of cops are getting heart problems and stuff from it. Better not do that macho stuff. So they want you to do it so they can legally say, well, our guys have done it. No, sir. It can screw up the little nerves in your heart. I don't care how big and tough you are. In fact, they've done some studies. The bigger an athlete you are, the better a shape you're in, the worse high voltage is for your heart cells. The little cells that control, you know, that's what they, when those go out, that's what they put a pacemaker in to give a little electrical charge. You see, you don't want to be tasered. You don't want to be, one time I fell asleep at a party in college and they stun gunned me. Not, and wasn't even a very powerful one back then, my foot. And then I woke up and I hadn't even been drinking and threw up whatever it did to me. I woke up and was like, oh, and threw up. The voltage had that effect. Imagine what these tasers are doing to people. It is incredible. And they're just upping and upping and upping the power. Now we're going to go to break. At the 8 after, we're going to get our guest on. In the second segment of the next hour, Tim Larkin, former Navy SEAL. He's been banned from England. He's not allowed to teach the public self-defense. The police officers are facing one second-degree murder. The other's manslaughter. The other may be charged. But, I mean, when you're drop-kicking and dropping your knee like you're watching Hulk Hogan from 2-3 feet in the air onto somebody's neck, I mean, come on. That's how you kill somebody, Bubba. Anybody knows that. And by the way, they train police in how to punch people in the throat, how to punch people in the side of the arteries, how to, once they bend over, how to hit them in the back of the neck. They're trained on all this. And these guys watch UFC. They got a guy held down, and they beat him to death. And it happens all the time. I mean, people get killed all the time getting punched once. You punch somebody, you knock them out, they hit their head on the concrete. What did they think happened here? And so, I mean, he's sitting there moaning for daddy, and they're saying, don't resist, I'm going to taser you again, just because he's begging. You know, there's nothing worse than that feeling of claustrophobia when everybody's piled on top of you. It ever happened in football? And you're just like, oh, get up, get up. You can't breathe. Imagine that going on for 9-10 minutes while they just steadily take the butt of the taser and bash your eyeballs out, crush your nose off, break your jaw, and then just go, you know what? It looks too good. I'm gonna hit you in the throat a bunch. Kind of like that guy they had in handcuffs in San Francisco they shot in the back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.